Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good afternoon slash early evening, and welcome to Abby Daily with me, Abby Roberts. Welcome. It's Tuesday, the 9th of April. Nearly forgot. 2024. Yes, everybody. So how are we all? It's sunny in London. It's very windy. The world has not ended, despite the cataclysm that was the total eclipse in some parts of the world. Mexico, North America being the two places. I'm not sure what happened. I didn't really bother. I was like, oh, Is something happening to the moon? Don't really know. Don't really care. Got lots of other things. And there was, of course, lots of fear-mongering, wasn't there? Oh, no. Oh, no. It's all going to end. Oh, no. There's going to be blood dripping from the sky. Oh, there's going to be oxen. I don't know. Something strange is going to happen. But guess what? It didn't. There was a lot of stuff going around about the 8th of April. Terrible things going to happen. I mean, to be honest with you, terrible things are happening already. Gaza being one place. Obviously, the stuff happening in Ukraine. Lots of people going and fighting, young Ukrainians fighting and dying. Great. Well done. Fantastic. Well done, Zelensky. Oh, Christ. So there's all sorts of shit. And, of course, stuff happening in our very own backyards in the UK, in our own countries, that is also terrible. Just, you know, makes my blood boil looking around and thinking. And all caused by governments, all caused by whichever government of whichever country has been told to do things and has obeyed, like the boot-licking bastards they are, by the higher powers. The three letters, I call them, the three-letter agencies, WHO, WEF, all those fuckers. Yeah. It's not good, is it? So we don't need the fear. We do not need extra stuff. You know, please worry, because this might happen. No, that's the whole, that's why we're in this fucking mess in the first place. Because we were fearful. Oh, what's this we have to be fearful of? Quick, put a mask on. Yeah, don't stand next to somebody and have an injection. We have to be consistent with these things. We can't be awake, but also, fall back into the habits, the old habits of the past. Can't do it. It's bad, terrible for people's sanity. I hesitate to use mental health. I refrain, that's the word, from using the phrase mental health, because unfortunately that phrase has also been captured by the fucking neo-Marxists. Oh yeah, it's all about, it's my mental health, even if basically it's just somebody having a bad day. That's what it's turned into. So actually people that are really suffering and struggling, they're sort of lumped into the same category. I wasn't meant to be talking about this, by the way, but I go where my brain takes me. I go where it takes me. I'll tell you what I wanted to tell you the other day. Something happened at the end of last week. I was in the place that I do my writing. Me writing and where I recorded the TNT show. That is no more. By the way, people asking, of course, I assume everyone knows I'm not on TNT anymore because I've told you guys and I've told Twitter. And of course, I see the old person going, where's your show, Abby? But do not fear, because it is coming back, the Abby Roberts show, not obviously not on TNT, but my own show. And It's going to be Mondays and Fridays between 8 and 9 in the morning. So, because I had, this is a bit of a diversion from what I was going to tell you, but I may as well, as I've remembered, because I do the podcast in the afternoons, evenings, and because weekends are actually not good, I mean, they're not the ideal time to be doing a show, and because I want to keep it live, for so many reasons, Monday and Friday seem to be a really good good time. And actually, do you know what? This is kind of related, because going back to mental health, I feel like a different person when I get up in the morning early. And I've had a chat with a couple of people about this who said, it really helped to watch you at the beginning of the day, because even if it's talking about serious stuff, there was always something not far behind that was uplifting or jokey or joyous or silly voice. And people said they genuinely looked forward to it, and it helped them. So that is my reasoning. So I thought long and hard about it, and that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to be bookending the week, basically. You're going to be starting the week with me and ending the week with me, matron. And I know lots of people, you like watching it, you like listening to it or watching it, you know, with a cup of coffee. Maybe I know my sister used to listen to it on the school run as well, which I love. And there will be an audio, I'm looking into where it can be also heard. The show can be basically, you know, people can listen to it. So I'll be doing that as well. So it'll basically be on YouTube, Rumble for visual, and I think Spotify and Apple, but I'm not entirely sure. But do not worry, because you will be able to, access it in whichever way you want to. So I'm just getting to grips with that. Anyway, so that's all very exciting, isn't it? I know, God. So I'm just literally talking to myself here, even though I know you're all listening, but it does feel weird. Right, so before I get on to some other stuff, I wanted to say as well, thank you for your comment on They Live, the little problematic promo, film that I made with Martin, my friend Martin Baker, and delighted by the response, have to say. I tell you what, those jeggings were fucking tight. Bloody hell. What's weird is, because of course you don't realise, do you, when you're, I was like, oh, actually it's quite good. There was, you know, they're a size, whatever they were, 14 to 16, whatever. I thought, oh, actually I lost a bit of weight. And then of course on camera, you're like, Jesus Christ. I nearly put on Twitter or Substack, I nearly put camel's toe, model's own. I thought, no, nobody wants to be thinking about me camel's toe. Nobody wants to be thinking about that kind of stuff, even though it is about global warming propaganda, this stuff. So camel's toes would probably be appropriate. Hey, 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 hey. I don't know what that is. That was, I don't know, something vaguely Middle Eastern. That was a bit Chinese at the end. Before anyone go, it's so funny, is it when people go, oh, don't be so racist, that's terrible. Really? Because the Chinese are really, really threatened by us, aren't they? They've been so suppressed. They've been so oppressed, the Chinese. Oh, poor Chinese. Oh, boo fucking who. They got some richer than fucking their wildest dreams. Richer than Croesus, my darlings, from the West. And yeah, anyway, I've gone down another avenue I wasn't going to go down. Let me just take this jumper off. There's no heating on in here. It's just roasting because I think the spring is coming. Let me just take these bloody headphones off. Hang on a minute, everyone. Yeah. Yeah, so at the moment it's warm, it's very windy because there is a lot of solar activity, darlings. Please do tell people who wang on about the fucking, oh, the climate, oh, it's terrible, the world's going to end. No, the sun will basically decide when the planet is no longer going to exist, and it'll be millions and billions and billions of, you know, years ahead. Yeah. It won't be to do with having a fucking solar panels or a windmill in your garden. That's not, I mean, bloody hell. So ridiculous. Anyway, so thank you for all your comments. Sorry, going back to that. I knew that I was what I was talking about. Going back to They Live, the spoof that I did. And it was a boiling hot day, actually. Absolutely boiling. I can't remember when we did it now. I think it was it September or October? But it was fucking roasting, man. I was sweating like a fucking glass blower's arse. Oh. I love that expression. I can't remember who taught me that now. And a great film, by the way, They Live. And, yeah, and it's all about, obviously, as you've seen, the fact that the climate alarmism is very much connected to the mask situation, and it's the, you know, the dehumanize yourself, stay at home, all that kind of stuff, save your home, stay at home, all that bullshit, save the planet, but also stay at home. It's all connected. It's all this under this kind of weird fucking Stalinist bullshit. So I'm really pleased that's out because I think, it's the message is really clear. Well, if it's not, then Jesus, you might want to just, I don't know, just go and live in a cave or something. If it's not, I mean, you know, so I really enjoyed making that. And I'm sure there will be more things of a similar thing. God, I might have to learn how to speak English, for Christ's sake. Right, what I was going to say. Oh, yes, I was in the place I do my writing and did the TNT thing. And I was just sitting, tapping away. This was towards the end of last week. And there were two very, very posh girls who were just chatting away, and then these two blokes turned up, and one of them was homeless. Oh, sorry, they were both homeless, and they were talking away, and I just sat there, and I was like, oh my God, this is just almost unbearable, because the two women, they were talking obviously about, I think there was, where they were worked for a charity, the two girls, must have been in there. I'd say maybe late 20s, possibly, but very sort of, oh, okay. So yes, if you could, maybe if you waited or went to that place and, you know, and, oh, but we need to, and I just thought, oh God. And these two blokes, one of them was, his nickname was Chinaman, because he was of Chinese extraction, and his mate had brought him along. So I listened in. I was sort of earwigging slightly into the conversation, listening to these two girls be quite patronising to these two guys, who were homeless. And so I got up and I went to buy them. I said, "Excuse me, sorry to interrupt. Can I get you something to eat?" And their eyes lit up. Two women were like, oh, goodness, okay. And it was weird. They kind of looked slightly embarrassed, the two women. Like, I mean, fucking hell. You know, that's, I don't mean embarrassed necessarily because I'd interrupted them, but because, well, it was just that sort of, yeah, it was that sort of weird English thing, you know, that people do, and they're going to go, oh, blimey, somebody's actually spoken to two people that they don't know very well. Is it because maybe they've sensed that the two men in question may not have eaten for a while, and certainly not something that costs fucking £6 for a bloody toasted sandwich? So anyway, I went and got them something in, you know, in little, what do you call it? Not polythene containers, you know what I mean? There's like, not cardboard, but you know what I mean? That sort of material. Polystyrene, that's it. And I'm surprised they put it in bloody polystyrene. I'm surprised they weren't going, oh no, save the planet. Because the girl serving me coffee, I don't know if I told you this yesterday, did say to me, are you a climate change denier? She's actually very nice. Anna, her name is. So I soon put her right. 20 minutes later, she knows all about solar flares and solar activity and the medieval warming period and the hockey stick illusion. Fucking hell. It was like, bloody hell, it was like meeting James Dellingpole, apart from if James was a bit chubbier and had blonde curly hair. Anyway, back to the two guys. So I took over their sandwiches, their sarnies, where they were still being patronised by the two women. And, oh, bless them. They said thanks. And then as they were leaving, they said, Chinaman came over and said, thanks so much. And stopped me and said, thank you very much. And as did the other bloke. And I just thought, that is... It's not about good deed for the day. Oh, aren't you good, Abby? It was more about it's just kind of, I don't know, listening to people and thinking, God, it's just, you know, there but for the grace of God go I. Really, that's it. And also I couldn't bear, and I'm sure people sometimes hear me and think, blimey, she's a bit posh, although you might beg to, some of you listening might go, no, you're not, Abby. Actually, no, I'm kind of that. I'm a weird combination, you know, working class mom, middle class dad. Working class dad, middle class mom, as I've told you about. So I'm a strange mixture. So I'm probably much more aware of class than some people are from a similar background, if you know what I mean. Because I've my formative years, as it were. And but it was listening to the two women sort of going, yeah, so basically if you go to this place and you wait, oh, that's strange, because they were meant to turn up. And actually, when I went, now you've reminded me, even though I've reminded myself, but I could hear someone else's voice go, yes, Abs, remember to tell them about this. When I went to get the sandwiches, another girl behind the counter said, I said, yeah, there's two homeless guys there, so I'm going to get them. I said, what shall I get them? And she said, oh, don't the women work for a charity? Isn't it like prison, people that have just got out of prison, or like a prison reform thing? And I went, yeah. And I thought, what's that got to fucking do with it? I mean, what's the difference? That's where we've gone astray, everyone. That's what we've gone astray, is this moral vacuum. I'm not talking about frittering away, you know, like throwing your money, literally just like throwing your money arbitrarily. But it's actually not about the money. It's to do with time, consideration, and, yeah, just putting your hand on your fellow human being's shoulder and saying, do you need some help? Or can I get you a coffee? Or can I, you know, little things like that. We're not talking about, you know, taking in fucking multiple refugees. But I would definitely advise against that. It's just, yeah, kind of look at, it's kind of being aware, isn't it, of your surroundings. Who's that over there? Oh, what are they talking about? Oh, And sometimes, you know, people I know listening may have gone, oh, they, you may be in a similar situation and then not go along with it, or not, you know what I mean? Sort of not follow your gut instinct. And I know that's, you know, some people will do that, but I recommend, if you feel kind of the, you know, the, in your gut that you want to do that, then go ahead and do it. And like I said, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be, you know, 4-course meal. Just the gesture is nice. It brings community back, you know. That's pretty much it. It doesn't have to be just homeless people. It can be maybe somebody elderly, an elderly person who's struggling, or, you know, do you fancy a cup of tea? And, you know, I just think these things, they really do go hand in hand. And we've lost so much of that, not just over the last 4 years, but over the last, I'd say probably, God, getting on for 20 years. I really think there's a, you know, there's a void, which I've spoken about here a lot. A void, yes, to do with Christianity. I know some people might be rolling their eyes going, oh no, not Christianity again. Well, I'm telling you now, the atheists created a big, big vacuum. And I'm not going to start accusing Islam. I'm not going to start, you know, waving that flag around. Because in a weird way, it's, we've only got ourselves to blame. And I do blame the atheists, actually. Yeah, the people that said, oh, well, as long as we've got cultural Christianity, that's fine. What the fuck does that mean? What does cultural Christianity mean? It literally means nothing. Nothing. It's like saying, well, I quite like carols and, yeah, and I, you know, I quite like having a church nearby. But the thing is, nobody really thought long and hard, did they, about what would happen if there were no churches, or there was no idea that we are a Christian nation, and that that's very important for everything that trickles down from it. Family, friends, community, etc., etc. You know, very, very interesting the way, like I said, you know, intellectuals, they've got a fucking lot to answer for. You know, the kind of Sam Harris's and the, in some, and the Douglas Murray's, you know, they sort of, oh, I'm too good. Oh, I'm too busy to be a Christian, darling. I'm too busy writing books about Europe, you know, being taken over by Islamists. And, you know, I'm too busy, you know, writing books about, you know, the war on the West, even though I haven't noticed that the West is in fact waging war on its own people. Because I went to Oxford and I apparently can't join dots together. I'm so busy lisping and putting Grecian 2000 in my hair and using bombos and basically looking down my nose at people who didn't go to Oxford or Cambridge. But I've been terribly, terribly wrong about everything. Yeah, so that's Douglas Murray. God, can you imagine if he fucking heard this? He'd be like, who is this woman, Abby Roberts? He doesn't give a shit. He's fine. Right, what else was I going to tell you? Yeah, so that was an interesting moment. Yeah, with these. And actually, do you know what I thought to myself? I thought, God, nothing's fucking changed. But that's what we need to get back to, everyone. We need to get back to that. Like I said, not to do with money or spending, just yeah, just being aware, being a bit aware. Well, I'll tell you what I was going to say to you, tell you about in my last little bit, my last little 10 minutes. Oh, the before I do tell you this, Wilton Milson, no, that's wrong. Wilson Milton, even. Fucking hell. I did say to him, we laughed about his name. I said, why couldn't you have a fucking proper name? Because I want to call him Wilton Milson, but it's Wilson Milton, the stand-up, who's excellent, who was at Kegworth. The Abby Roberts show, I am talking to him. So that's airing at live at 5 p.m. today. That's in about 9 minutes. So in the last, so that's on YouTube and De Rumble. And by the way, I am going to start a new channel on Rumble. Well, one that's basically a designated channel so that you don't have to fuck around, because Rumble's a bit weird. You don't have to fuck around looking for it. It will just be really obvious because it'll have its own URL. Anyway, you know what I mean? Technical shit. It'll all be fine, everyone. So you can see that 5 p.m. on your chosen channel. And in the last little bit, I just want to say to you that I have been watching with mixed views, feelings, Ripley, which is as in the talented Mr. Ripley. And my first thought, this is my thought, so this is with Andrew Scott, the rather sexy Irish actor who happens to be gay. Fucking hell. Who isn't fucking gay these days? Sorry, am I allowed to say that? Whoops, I just did. Amazing. I like him. He's a great actor. He was in Fleabag. But now this with what's her name? Dakota Fanning. I think her name is. Yeah, Dakota Fanning. Dakota Paint. She's in it as well as Margot. And I can't remember who the other cunt is in it. The one that plays Dickie Greenleaf. Dickie Greenleaf. So I, watching it, literally within about the first, because I'm watching it because I'm sort of interested to see if it progresses or whatever happens. And my first thought was, it looks like Fellini has directed it. He directed La Dolce Vita and 8 and a half. So classic, you know, Italian film director, black and white, sumptuous, really sumptuous. I mean, exquisite. Some of the shots and the soundtrack and the attention to detail, Fellini. And then I thought the dialogue of the non-Italians, I say underlined, is like, God, how can I, what can I think of it? The worst BBC drama, like Line of Duty or, you know, Crossroads. No, actually, Crossroads is probably better. But you know that kind of, well, what do you say about that? It's there's a lot of overacting going on from, I include Andrew Scott, the other dickhead, whatever, playing Dickie Greenleaf, Margot. It's very stilted. And did you, and also there's a, the person playing, Freddy Miles, and the Italians, by the way, call him Freddy Miles. Freddy in the talented Mr. Ripley is played by a man. I can't remember the name of the actor now. Really good. Died of a heroin overdose. Can't remember. Anyway, you'll be shouting it out to me, going, it's him! Ripley is played by a woman. So it's a trans part. And I'm like, why? Why would you fucking, why would you put a woman in that part? So bizarre. So anyway, Fellini, and it's beautiful, but I have to say, the Italians are in it are absolutely superb. It's like two films jammed together. So you've got the Italians are perfetto. The acting, it's just exquisite. I can't tell you the timing, the comedy in the stuff they're saying. And then you've got the Americans acting, the English actor, who you just go, oh, this is a different film. This is like really bad. It's like everyone's talking like that and slowly. And I also think that Ripley whether it's I know it's based on the book. I know it's based, I think, more on the, so less like the talented Mr. Ripley. I personally think that this Ripley, Andrew Scott's Ripley, is way too obviously sinister. Because the whole point is, if you're a psychopath, which he clearly is, sociopath, you're charming. You're not, you don't go around looking like a vampire about to bite someone's neck. You're kind of, yeah, you smile a lot and go, like Matt Damon does. Well, of course, Marge. I mean, it's very, like Ted Bundy, if he went around looking like, hello, I'm going to murder you and chop off your head. Then they wouldn't get away. They hide in plain sight. So that, I think, was that was not good. That was not. Yeah, that was just something I thought. That's a bit weird. I'm just having a look for something before I fuck off for the evening. Before I hang on a minute. Looking for Philip Seymour Hoffman played Freddie Miles. But honestly, watch it, Ripley, just for the sumptuous camera, you know, sumptuous cinematography. And Italy, frankly, is the star of this show, star of this series. Oh, it's just bella, bella, bella. Just arrivederci. And all the sort of, you know, the little, having a little drink in the little sort of, just a qualcosa bevere. It's just, you go, oh my God. Yeah, I'm longing to, maybe I should just piss off to Italy at some stage when I've got a break, which won't be for very long, I have to say, because there's so much going on. Okay, my darlings, lovely lot. I'm off now for the evening. Yeah, just going to sign off because a lot happens, and then I'm like, right, that's it now. I've done so much today already. So God bless you all. Enjoy Wilson, Milton. De stand up, very good, very smart. And I will see you tomorrow for a meaningful Wednesday. And I look forward to it. Okay, God bless you all. And here comes the outro. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.